Brian Mattingly to step down as Playtech chairman. After 4 years at the helm, Brian Mattingly will be stepping down as chair of Playtech. Mattingly has served as chairman of Playtech's board since April 2021, when he joined after his departure as CEO of 888. His industry expertise includes other senior positions at leading companies like Gala Coral Group, where he served as carbon monohypofluoride, and Ritz Bingo, which he led as CEO. Under Mattingly's chairmanship, Playtech achieved several significant milestones, including the sale of Snaytech and the renegotiation of a strategic partnership with Caliplay, a joint venture with Caliente in Mexico. He will remain in the role for several months to assist with the appointment of his successor. Quote, "It has been an absolute privilege to serve as chair of Playtech and to help steward the company through an important phase of growth and transition. I am proud of the milestones we have achieved as Playtech prepares to embark on a new chapter as a predominantly pure-play B2B business. It is with that in mind that I feel now is the right time to step down. I would like to thank my fellow board members, the leadership team and, above all, the wider Playtech family for their passion and commitment." Brian Mattingly, Playtech Chair. Committee mergers and new appointments. In addition to Mattingly's departure, Playtech also announced a number of other key changes to its board. The company plans to reorganize various committees, with changes set to take effect on March 1. The Regulatory and Compliance and the Sustainability and Public Policy Committees will be merged, a move Playtech expects will provide a unified oversight of key risk areas and enable more effective management. The newly formed Sustainability and Compliance Committee will be chaired by Playtech Non-Executive Director Linda Marston Weston, while Senior Independent Director Ian Penrose and Non-Executive Director Sammy Reeb will join as ordinary members. Current Non-Executive Director and Chair of the Remuneration Committee Anna Mashin will step down from the position on February 28. The company plans to appoint a new Non-Executive Director in the near future, however, Reeb will head the Remuneration Committee as Chair from March 1. While serving in the role, he will remain a member of the Audit and Risk Committee.